Okay, the main sugi of the third parak is bitul avodah zarah. So, first of all, I'd like to give you instructions. If you're walking in the street and you find an avodah zarah, you find a diamond-studded golden cross in the middle of the street, in the middle of the sidewalk, and I assume a Jew didn't lose it. What do you do with it? It's worth a lot of money. So the first instinct would be to pick it up. So don't pick it up and take it, because once it becomes avodah zarah shel Yehudi, if you own it, then it's not bottle. There's no way to make it mutar b'hanah. If you're going to pick it up, so you'll be zeich in the mitzvah of destroying an avodah zarah. But no money, because you'll have to destroy it. So the first thing you do is you have a mind not to be kainit. Even if you pick it up and you have a mind not to be kainit, it works. Now how do you make it mutar? So the whole sugya of this Gemara and the numerous sugyas in this parak talk about bittul. You have to get a guy to be mevatel the avodah zarah. How is a guy mevatel the avodah zarah? So the Gemara mentions doing a destructive act to the avodah zarah. You have it, you have to get a hold of a guy, and you have to get the guy to do something that'll ruin the avodah zarah. So you try to go to a guy, tell him if he can pull out one of the diamonds that's embedded in it, or if you can scratch it to see if it's gold through and through. Any destructive act that a guy does, even by anus, even if you force a guy to do it, is mevatel the avodah zarah. Now, there's a chula of the Ramah in Siv Zayin, in Kuf Mem Vav. The Ramah, which the Mechaber disagrees with, the Ramah says, Yeshayimrim, afilu bitla ba'amira ba'alma have a bitl. Even if the guy is mevatel it with words, which includes spitting at it, which the Mechaber said is not good enough, the Gros says, afilu b'machshava, that works to be mevatel and avodah zarah. It's probably easier than to get a guy to destroy it in any which way. So you get a guy to be mevatel to say that this avodah zarah doesn't work, or anything that is a statement to make it eis avodah zarah. So what guy is eligible? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Hei that it has to be an Oved Avodah Zarah. He doesn't have to be Oved this Avodah Zarah. He has to be Oved Chacham Mevatel Alilim. Afilu Einai Oved Lo'oisam Alilim. Even if he doesn't believe in that Avodah Zarah, he can do it, but not a cotton. But not if he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. It says, Yishma'elim She'enam Ovedei Avodah Chachavim Einim Mechayim Levatel. An Arab is not eligible. A Muslim is not eligible to do bitul avodah zarah. Taisus on Beis Amin Aleph. Now, Taisus on Beis Amin Aleph said that today's Christians, they're not oduk. It means that they're not so religious. Doesn't mean they don't believe it. I don't know what they believe. A cross that's a reminder, like on a necklace, is not avodah zarah. But the cross that they use in the service, that has a din of avodah zarah. And whatever services they do, you know, they give it the wine and the crackers, whatever, the wafers. For an atheist, it doesn't help. To get a guy who's an atheist, you got to get a good Polish or cleaning lady to be mevatel avodah zarah. A Mexican, you got to get one of these guys. The Mexicans, they're all avodah zarah. Yeah. Changes the status. Well, it's not a kinyan. When you make it ois avodah zarah, it's ois avodah zarah. But it does lose its status as an avodah zarah. It becomes mutar b'hanah. Once it becomes mutar b'hanah, you send the guy away and you take it home. You tell your wife, look what I found today. A cross. Right? The Ram disagrees. The Ram holds it's avodah zarah. There's a Trumas Hadeshen. It's funny. The Ashkenazim hold Christianity is not avodah zarah, but Islam they're not so sure about. And the Ram holds Islam is not avodah zarah, but Christianity is not so sure about. So, but it's true. It's debatable. But if you have the Tzelem and he's a Christian, he certainly can be a mevatelin. That's for sure. Right? Now, so these are the rules of bittul, and the Gemara's to come still talk about what constitutes bittul avodah zarah. If it just broke by falling, let's say you find it in the street and a car went over it. So that's our Gemara, our membeis. We paskin nishpura me'eleha is not a bittul. If it breaks on its own, it doesn't constitute a bittul. Even avodah zarah has to break it, or spit on it, or whatever it is. What? Break a part of it. Any district, scratch it, whatever he does. That's what? What? A dent is also good. Anything like the Ramah, for sure. Like the Ramah, even spitting at it is good. So certainly denting. No, the Gemara says not. By Shifa, the Gemara. Pischa, the Gemara says. Now, what I want to talk about tonight is whether it's hashkafa wise, like, is it really the right thing? You take it Salem, which was an avodah zarah, or a statue, you take it home, you tell your wife, look what we have, you know, you can now, it's very valuable, you put it, I don't know, you put it in the mantle, or you, in the mantle, on the mantle place, or in the thing, you know, like, is it really the right thing to take something that was an avodah zarah and be nehenna from it? So the answer is, you shouldn't tell your wife. Okay. And some people have life experiences and some people have different life experiences. Yeah. But the Gemara Mem Dalit says the Feirish that David HaMelech did it. That when David HaMelech conquered a city and there was Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara there mentions, I think it was Uriah Giti before he was Megayer, he was Mevatel Avodah Zarah and David used it. From the Gemara, it's very clear that it's l'chatchila. You get a guy to mevatel the avodah zarah and you go cash it in. I don't know if you want to leave it hanging in your house, but you cash it in. It's 100% l'chatchila. That's what's clear from the Gemara. While he was still a chiti, before he was megayer. What? David met him and David got him. He said, "Oh, a handy guy. Be mevatel avodah zarah for me." That's a kasha on Navi. It's not a kasha on the Gemara. He's eligible to be mevatel avodah zarah, right? Okay. So at any rate, it seems it's l'chatchila. So this, it's all bothersome. Why? So I have to tell you, I have this problem in general in learning, when we're learning Sefer Yeshua, it's clear that the Jews moved into the guys' homes. It's very clear. It says by Ai and Yerichai they destroyed their homes. Dafka, Ai and Yerichai, all the other cities they moved into. You know, the Lev Eliyahu in the Agdama, he says about how if you do Averis in a home, the walls absorb the Averis. It becomes a Makam Avera. He talks about just like there was a hospital in his hometown with so many sick people were there that the walls got germs in them and they had to destroy the hospital. And he says the same thing. You do Averis in the house, Averis are in the house. The walls become imbued with the tumor. There are many Paiskim. The whole did you not supposed to turn a church into a shul? Ramesh is very against it. The Paiskim hold you could. It's a halacha shayma. I agree. Halacha, it's okay. But hashkafa wise. It's hard to understand. They're moving in. It's not that. The Mishnah, which was written centuries later, talks about Ramesh Holtz, you're not supposed to turn a church into a shul. It's Ma'alim from Tumah to Kedusha. It's Ma'alim to Kedusha. It's Kedusha to Kedusha. This is from Tumah to Kedusha. It's a separate question. It's at any rate, this is the Kudet HaPavi. In the Mishnah it says, in Bav Metzia, in the second parak, Daf Yomi, we'll get to it soon, that somebody renovates his house, there's a Shah in the Mishnah. He finds money in the wall. Who owns it? The Gemara says, it's talking, the money was there from the Amoraim, still from the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. There's a Mimayis Amoraim. Because it was rusty, you could tell that it's there from the Amoraim. Anyway, so I'd like to share with you a thought. The Kasha is a Kasha. Why we don't say it's hashkafa wise? It's disgusting. Why are you doing mitzvahs with it? So I'd like to share with you a thought, which maybe is very appropriate for before Rosh Hashanah. And the thought also comes from Yeridaya, but from Kuf Tezayin. In the end of Kuf Tezayin, The last Pisrei Tshuva, Sukkot and Yor, deals with the following shaila. You're in your house, you're cooking, and something treif falls into the pot, and it's batel b'shishim. Something treif, you're cooking chicken soup, and you're putting milk in your coffee, and the milk spritzes into the chicken soup. But it's batel b'shishim, it's a small amount, and it's batel. The shaila is, it's certainly mutter. Hashkafa wise, is there something wrong with eating it? I know if my wife saw a spritz of milk going into the chicken soup, there's no way. I wouldn't tell her that it happened because she'd definitely throw it out. But is she right? Is it baltashchis or is it okay to be machmir? Yeah? Okay, I'll get to what Rav Tzadik says. Let's start with the Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva in Kuf Tes Zayin brings the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch Shel Zikni. He doesn't say his grandfather's name. In the Gilyan Shulchan Aruch, his grandfather, it said, Im Yesh, Im Reitzel HaHachmir, Gam Bezeh Mitzvahu. It's a mitzvah to be Machmir. That's what he brings from his grandfather. Then he says, Shuv Reisi Beseles Lamincha, B'shem the Teres HaAsham. Teres HaAsham is the Ramah. B'sharaitz alahach min linig iser b'davar shaloi matzinu sheichmiru ameroi kagoy mashin is batal b'shishim. Somebody wants to be machmir on something that's batal b'shishim, have a kamaya pikursis. B'yatsa story of Efsaidai. What are you talking about? Something's batal b'shishim. If it's a machlaikis, you want to be machmir. But some delay nechle kubai. It's batal b'shishim to throw it out. Have a kamaya pikursis. So he brings a sheet of mitzvah lahachmir and a sheet to have a kamayapi kursus. Would you mention Shem Reb Tzadik? It says in the B'nai Yisaschar. B'nai Yisaschar brings, actually B'shem Dishlah, that if something is treif and it's batel b'shishim, it's a best thing to eat. It's a maila to eat it. His lashon is that if from Shemayim they took nitzaitzis shel tuma, and the klipa shel tuma, they will metair it. It's like a b'makim shebal tshuvaim, they call them yachalamay. He says, fakert, something that's bad and turned into good, not only is that a chesaron, but it's a maila. Like if you have a treifus that was batel b'shishim, so you go to the shlo's house and you say, you know, I have the best supper for you. I have something that would have treifim. Now be batel is lechatchila. But once it's batel, it's a maila. It's something that had a tzad tumah shavai, and it was nitar, it was nisakin. It's like the zedayin, it's not like, if you do a proper tshuva, it becomes kesachuyais. This hashkafa idea is that it works mamish vakeret, that something that was bad and that was nitar becomes better than something that was never bad, something that was never no good. So mentioning this, because maybe that's the idea that an avodah zarah that was bottled, David HaMelech Dafka, David HaMelech wasn't a poor man, he didn't need a few dollars. And the Gemara says that David HaMelech went, and B'Dafka, normally he'd be kainit, once a Jew's kainit, then you can't do bitl. If you pick up the avodah zarah, you can't do bitl. And the Gemara says, the Ramam David, which we'll get to after Rosh Hashanah, we'll get there, that David HaMelech, by Yisayim Davram, David carried it home, the Pasuk says. And Kan Kaidim Shabbat Yitei Agiti, Kalach Shabbat Yitei Agiti. And Yitei Agiti did it. He took the crown that was on an Avodah Zarah and he used it himself. He didn't say it's such a Dava Mos. So maybe, if you want to explain it, Ashkafa, then maybe this is the Ashkafa to explain it, that something that was bad and Fakir turned into good is a Maila. Yeah, that's right. It always bothers me that Mordechai moves into Haman's house. You know, they gave you a Hitler's house, you'd move in. Mordechai moves into Haman's house. Very hard to understand. So it could be that's the Hashkafa Seinyan. That something that was Tomei and it was Nitar, that Fakert, that has a Maila. I'm still not sure if I would want to move into such a house or take such a thing into my house, but if it's worth a lot of money, I probably would do the Bittl. And, okay. Anyway, that's that. Maybe the Hashkafa of the Union. Good Shabbos, everybody.